Thank you, Mr. Chair. Apologies to you and to the delegations for asking the floor, but I feel that I need to exercise my right of reply due to the recent interventions of some delegations. Regarding the reference to the agreed conclusions of the January Working Party, I would like to quote that paragraph. That paragraph requested the Secretary General of UNCTAD to highlight expectations from member states for subsequent consideration by the General Assembly of the United Nations and its subsidiary bodies. I would like to remind that the Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter just requested the Secretary General to highlight expectation of this group. This is the first point. The second point is that we and also the Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter requesting UNCTAD to analyze purely economic, financial, and trade dimensions of the unilateral coercive measures. We do not request, as some delegations try to refer, we do not request to analyze peace-related, security-related, or human rights-related dimensions of the unilateral coercive measures. In the UN system, there are other relevant organizations which can properly analyze all these peace, security, and human rights related dimensions of the UCMs. I thank you, Mr. Chair.